Okay, how are you?
I'm pretty good. All I gotta say is my man's Roman Reigns. He's making a name for himself, you know?
Well, watched Raw last night, and I must say they are put him over. They're doing what they did with Daniel Bryan, and they're kind of doing what they did with Steve Austin by turning Stephanie into the female version of Vince.
You know, all I gotta say is that, you know, Roman Reigns, he is the face of the WWE. John Cena, couple years, he's out of there. He's just gonna be one of those guys. He's gonna be like Triple H. He's gonna be making the shows. And all I gotta say, Roman Reigns is the next John
That's why
Cena.
they're trying to put Roman over as the new face of the company, although the fans are not accepting him because they're not doing what they did with his cousin. If they turn him heel, the fans will cheer him. As long as it's the way he is, they won't do it.
I think they should do a family angle, you know?
Well, the weirdest thing is you can't bring a lot of Roman's family into this. What, you bring his father, all right, you bring his cousin in, get his cousin to say, hey, Roman, why don't you do what I did? Turn heel. The fans will go for you that way. Why don't you do what when he joined the NWO when he turned on the fans? Turn heel, Roman. It'll work. Now they got Roman facing
You
off
know what?
against Jinder
Kevin
Mahal.
Owens, kick him out, put him on TNA, because Kevin Owens is doing nothing for the show.
Well, the weirdest thing is, I think Kevin Owens, along with Sami Zayn, they were in Ring of Honor at one time. Practically everybody on Monday Night Raw was in Ring of Honor. What they're now they're trying to get Kevin Owens to put Roman Reigns over with the fans. It's not going to work. You
It's
can
like
get
Dolph Ziggler and Albert De Niro.
well. Try what I don't mind what they're doing with Dolph and Drew McIntyre. But the funniest thing is, and I heard this and I read this somewhere, WWE is not putting any money is not concentrating on their tag team division because it's not
You know,
looking.
tag team has died. You know, they try to revive it with the New Day, and it's not working out. How are you gonna have a three-man tag team? I just don't believe in it.
Well, here's the problem. They don't have it, like you were saying, they don't have a tag team division anymore. So they put teams, sorry, they bring in the Authors of Pain, haven't seen them since.
Trash.
They put Matt Hardy
Matt
on
Hardy
it.
and Jeff Hardy, best tag team ever. Best tag team ever. We know you need the airborne. You know, we need this airborne type of wrestlers back. The ones that are doing the stunts that brought the fans in. You can't tell me I'm not gonna pay to go watch Kevin Owens just slam dunk on Reigns. I'm not gonna watch that. I wanna watch Jeff Hardy from the top of the ring on a
Well,
ladder smacking some fools.
here's the funniest thing. That Ring of Honor show, All In, that has nobody in it associated with WWE right now, they sold tickets out for that in 30 minutes. When was the last time WWE did something like that?
Never, because they're in too big of venues.
No other, and I think the problem is if Cody Rhodes can possibly stream that show on say any kind of stream that people can get, and it's on the same night that Monday Night Raw is, that
They'll
could
be
be
bringing in
competition
more.
for Raw.
Yeah, I don't, you know, also, I just want to bring this up right now. Ronda Rousey for WWE, it's such a money grab. It's not going to work out. It's just going to be, this is going to be
The only
the money
reason
grab.
they're putting Ronda against Nia is because Brock Lesnar is not on the show.
Exactly. And you know, I'm going to be totally honest, I don't mess with Brock Lesnar. He is not my guy. You know, I'm tired of seeing Brock Lesnar just murder
That's
people.
true. It's actually my job.
You know, I'm tired of just seeing them murder people. You know what? Bring my boy Jeff Hardy, give him a title, and we're good.
Jeff's got the U.S. title right now. Let's see how far they take.
It's not
Let's
good
see
enough. If you want to bring in these old fans, you gotta go give them the WWE Championship. You know, I love the fact that they have AJ Styles back in. Have them do some old school TNA type stuff.
Well, the weirdest thing is, Or the funniest thing is that right now TNA actually hired somebody to work for them that WWE had, but didn't sign, and that was Tessa Blanchard. If you're gonna have a little bit of a feud, why not have it between the daughter of Ric Flair and the daughter of Tessa Blanchard?
I believe there should be a TNA and WWE collab.
Well, did you hear the latest news that USA is not going to have SmackDown next year?
Well, yeah, SmackDown is a trash show that no one likes to watch.
Well, the funniest thing is, you know who one of the writers is for SmackDown?
Who?
Road Dogg. Oh,
SmackDown is just another money grab. It is pointless. Like, if you want SmackDown to be like what it was, then you just have to have way better games.
You have to have better people writing the storylines.
SmackDown is a money grab so they can make wrestlers and sell them at places like Target.
Right. Well, the weirdest thing is like, and I thought this was so funny. None of the WWE writers on Raw can come up with any idea what to do with Roman Reigns. These are Hollywood script writers. So exactly. What I made an opinion of was, here's what you do. Bring in retired wrestlers,
right? Bring the Attitude Era guys back in.
Who?
Bring the Attitude Era guys. Have them, you know, collaborate with these writers. Have like old show, you know, have Roman Reigns, you know, shotgun a beer or something.
Well, the thing is, now if you watched Raw last night, why did they have Seth Rollins show up and help Roman? To get Roman over with the fans, and it's
gang.
Because
it's gang, you know, it's brotherhood.
Yeah, it's brotherhood, all right.
Yeah, you know, we need people, you know, this like welterweight division. It's not going to have the same flair like it did when they had Eddie Guerrero, you know.
They have a welterweight division on 205 Live that is a lot better now that Vince is not handling it.
Yeah, but you see, how many kids are going to want to watch that? How many kids are going to be like, oh, this new guy that I looked up on YouTube is wrestling at some like old show? Like, I'm not going to watch that.
The weirdest thing is, if you look at NXT, right, you have...
NXT is just a money grab.
Ricochet is down at NXT, right? Ricochet is...
I didn't even know what NXT was, like, when it first started. I was just like, wow, what is this, you know? I don't believe in this. Like, it wasn't cool. You remember when they need to bring CM Punk back. CM Punk was he was the future face of WWE, and they stripped it from him because of his mic drop.
The weirdest thing is, and I just heard this at the ring of, at the All In show, CM Punk may actually be there for that show.
Who was CM Punk?
Yeah.
All right, my buddy's gonna talk to you now.
Okay.
Yeah, I really think that was fucked up.
Sorry, we're in the library right now.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
What did you think
of Bobby Lashley's sisters? Well, I just think CM Punk, he started out mixed martial arts. That's a perfect background for the wrestlers they need.
Well, the weirdest thing is, I thought it was so stupid last night when they had guys coming out dressed like Bobby Lashley's sisters.
Wow, that was out of nowhere. That was uncalled for sure. I don't know. They're pulling some weird cards now. They're trying to that money.
The stupidest thing is, what are they doing now in TNA? Bobby Lashley was Walking Armageddon.
I think we need more black wrestlers.
I just think we need more black representatives. I mean, draw more of an audience. We need more black people just to bring in the inner city folk, and